Black Notice. Chapter 5 of 5. Norrebro, Copenhagen. Felix's instructions had been crystal clear. Katrine was to remain as visible as possible, and the frequent posing in front of the dark window made her feel extremely vulnerable. She stood and stared out of the window, at an almost tangible darkness, only broken by a single streetlight. Katrine knew that she was fully visible to everyone on the other side of the glass. All she could see was the vague figure of an unknown woman with dark eyes. Her pulse slowed down a bit when she spotted an unmarked police car. Initially, she had felt a kind of morbid fascination from changing her appearance, becoming a different and almost perverted version of herself. At the same time, the images of the dead women were lurking at the back of her mind. She was up against an experienced killer who had succeeded in evading the police both in Denmark and abroad. She had made a mental note of a remark Felix had made that morning during a short briefing. The killer managed to catch his victims unaware. It dawned on her that she couldn't let herself give in to the exhaustion, that she would have to remain alert at all times, because otherwise everything might go wrong. The killer had to be equipped with a keen ability to spot easy targets, like a wolf seeking out the weakest member of the herd. She froze when she heard a slow, scraping sound, which activated her internal danger signal, causing a hefty dose of adrenaline to be pumped around her body. Katrine almost got a physical impression that she wasn't alone in her living room, and she quickly spun around. She forced herself to look around the room. The ceiling lamp covered the room in a white halogen glow. Her gaze swept across the shadowy nook, and then over the dark grey curtains, which didn't appear to be moving. In a dim hollow between the wall and a large mahogany bookcase she had inherited, a shadow suddenly seemed to come alive. And in the blink of an eye, a tall man appeared. He was dressed from head to toe in black. Before she managed to draw her gun, she felt a movement in the air, and a shattering blow to her forehead. The impact threw her to the floor. A huge weight was on her chest, forcing the air out of her lungs. She noticed a putrid stench of sweat before she managed to focus on the face, and the sight of his eyes sent shivers through her body. One eye was like a bottomless abyss, and the smile was that of a predator. She could feel his erection against her abdomen. Katrine tried to break free from his grip, but it was in vain. He moved his face closer to hers, and she could feel his breath against her face like a warm gust of wind. She opened her mouth and screamed, but he covered it with a heavy, glove-clad hand. "If you scream again, I'll break your neck," he whispered.